Just past 7 o'clock here on the hoist, and Riley and I are super excited to be joined in the studio.
Yes, we're joined by Dover Island, Holly and Holly, the Hollies.
The Hollies.
How you going, Hollies?
Pretty all right. I'm not bad.
So you have a gig on May 30th or
tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yes.
Yeah.
Ooh. At the Tote. Tell us a bit about it.
Yeah, so it's being put on by the students at Box Hill, and it's a pretty awesome lineup. It's Fizz Eustance, who's in the band Treehouses and is an awesome soloist. It's us. It's Strangers for Sale and Ivy Dante.
We think it's Ivy Dante.
It could be four Dante.
Oh. Roman numerals.
Right? But I'm going to say Ivy Dante, but, like, they're awesome. So,
You read it, Ivy Dante.
Shot them a message beforehand, maybe. But And Strangers for Sale, who are rad.
And you've released your debut EP, Participation Award, in late March. How was the experience of that, of putting together that EP?
It was crazy, I guess. And we haven't, like, because it was our first time in the studio and it was songs we had written a year ago, I think everything went a lot more smoothly than people expected it to. But because the songs had been pretty much written and established beforehand, it was just us finally being excited to get the chance to play it. Yeah, and since it's come out, it's gotten some love from Spotify, which is nice.
So much love. So many playlists.
So many cute little, so we're pretty happy. We're pretty stoked.
Did you expect it to kind of take off like that?
No way. If we expected maybe, like, 3 streams, and we were going to be like, whoa, crazy, we got 4. But no. I think one of them's, like, 2K streams, which just, like, blew our minds, and we were all messaging each other, like, screenshots of, like, the Spotify stats being like, whoa, what's going on? This is crazy. And, like, you know, just the reception's been really great, and, you know, getting more gigs and all that fun stuff, like, finally feels like we're getting some momentum.
So nice. And you've got a pretty good EP title, quite nostalgic for some. And relatable, perhaps, to others. For those who have grown up with Little Athletics, school sports days, etc., what participation awards did you receive that inspired this?
All of them? I don't know about you, Holly. The rest of the band, all of us.
Just all I can think of is athletics days in primary school.
The little school colour ribbon.
Like, I don't think I could lift up any of the things that you had to throw. So it was always participation awards.
Yeah, and it was the same with, it became a bit of an inside joke with the band, I guess, because we competed in a few Battle of the Bands and we came second in all of them.
So close.
So close, yet so far. And so, like, you know, and we were always, like, pretty stoked about it. And we were like, well, it would be very fitting for us because I think we're pretty proud of, you know, we don't have to be the best. We're just, doing okay.
Doing what you can.
We're doing what we can.
I love that you've embraced that with the whole concept of the EP as well. It's really great.
Mm-hmm. Mediocre rock.
Better than mediocre. I mean, look at your success. It was also recorded at Jet Records Studios in Bundoora. What was the environment like putting that together?
I mean, it's so... Well, we all met at Jets. It's kind of like a second home. So you can rock up any day of the week and it's just so nice. Aww. Always a cup of tea there for you.
Yeah, always nice. Aww. A cup of tea, have some toast, you know, sit down, have a chat with the workers. It's great. It's like family. And so we were I think it made it a lot easier to record the EP because we were all really comfortable and, you know, if you weren't recording, you were laying around on the couch and, you know, having a chat and, like, it was just a nice environment to be in.
It's a youth-run recording studio as well, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's run by Banyul City Council and it's and it's really great. So it's like all the people who work there are youth workers and everybody's really friendly and super accepting.
Yeah, and all funded through the Freezer program as well.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, real good stuff coming out of that.
I think that's how we all met, was Freezer. Yeah. And, you know, wanting to put on gigs and then deciding, you know what, we don't want to put on gigs, we want to be in a band. Yeah. And be in the gigs.
That's the other thing.
Yeah.
And Holly, you've just joined
I've just
the,
joined.
The
I'm still kind of learning the songs. It's fine, though.
So that obviously came about with you meeting them. Why did you... Where did they decide you to come in?
Why did you
another
decide?
Guitar?
It was just like, you know, someone else.
We've always wanted another guitar, though. Like, I think I... Because I... My main thing is vocals. And, like, I can play the guitar, but, like, it's never been my main thing. So to have somebody who's, like, you know, on the guitar with me is, like, makes it a lot more inviting and sound a lot better. And it's
just the stress?
I don't know. It was stressful, me being by myself. And because every time I screwed up, I was like, ugh.
I'm the only one.
Now we can hide behind each other.
Now I can hide behind Holly and Holly can hide behind me. And no one knows because we're both named Holly and it's a good disguise.
Yeah. Like, oh, Holly, you stuffed up. Which one?
You'll never know.
What an excellent security blanket. Such a team. We're really looking forward to your gig tomorrow night because I feel like it's quite in line with what we love to do at the Hoist as well, like showcasing local talent and supporting your friends. What are you looking forward to about it?
I mean, the bands.
Yeah.
Number one,
the lineup is so rad and just they're all really lovely people and I think supporting really just nice awesome people who make good music is just the best thing ever. And I also just think it should be really good. Like, everyone there is going to be just, it's just going to be about having a good time and not bringing your stresses through the door and, you know, letting go of the week beforehand.
Yeah, I mean, it's week 12 right now for uni students.
Yep.
So what better way to de-stress than listen to some good bands?
Have you played with any of the other artists before?
We have played with Strangers for Sale before, yes. And I went to high school with some of their band members, so I've known about them for a while, and they're really great. But the other bands, no, we haven't. And I'm really, really excited to, because I've seen Fizz playing through Instagram stories, and I've always wanted to go and see her.
Always plays such good, like, playing in the kitchen.
Yes,
amazing.
Great. She's just wholesome content. Yep. And Dante, I didn't know about, but he goes to Box Hill with me, and he just has crazy good music. Like, I looked him up on Spotify, and now he's in all of my playlists, so it's just rad.
Is it all sort of similar genre, or?
Nah,
I think different, or plethora?
I think there's a bit of a variety.
Oh,
I think
good.
It's really cool because I think Strangers for Sale have, like, a bit of funk going on with them. Like, they're all rock at their core, but, you know, I think they're
their influences all stem from
different random things.
You know, we're a lot shoutier and louder than some of the other bands. And then Fizz is just, like, really wholesome, but she still has, like, this badass feel about it.
Oh, yeah.
It's cool.
And we're going to play your track, Gin and Tonic. Do you want to say a little anything about that?
It's
a good one.
I hope you like it. No, it's a track for anyone who has a relationship in their life that's not making them happy and feels like they can't escape it, whether that's a friendship or an actual relationship or, like, you know, family or anything.
And it's on the debut EP.
It's on our
It's on Spotify. Check it out. Give it more than 2,000 streams.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Thank you, Holly and Holly, for joining us tonight on The Hoist.